This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time, I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party, we don't need.
December 13th. Friday, so it's okay. The 13th. This could be a remarkable day because the moon, if you have not seen it, I drove back a couple of hours ago from about 10 miles west of here, and looking at that moon going down the highway right in the middle of my windscreen, it really is remarkable. Every time the moon gets like that, so big and clear and forceful, you don't have to think. But I think there are good things that come out of that demonstration. To wit, look at this. A mystery man yesterday afternoon paid off over $50,000 in layaway charges at a Walmart in Pennsylvania.
That's cool. I love that.
It was, I say she. There's a woman who delivered the check, and so they called her Mrs. Santa. The check paid off all the debts on 194, every single layaway account. Now, how did this guy know? It has to be an inside job, right? Because how would he know that there were 194 accounts and that the total was about $50,000?
I hear these stories of these do-gooders who go up and ask those questions and say, hey, I want to take care of it.
Really?
What's
you think that's... But wouldn't Walmart or any store, if you went in, if Macy's or Needless Markup or Nordstrom's or any of these stores, would they give that information to just anybody?
I don't know. I mean, you would think if they're going to make some money out of it, maybe they would.
Yeah. A cashier's check, no less.
Wow.
I just think that kind of stuff is fabulous. Fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of fabulous, may I introduce you to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, my two cohorts on the DJV experience. Kara Schillen is at the controls in what is a shambles in Washington.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Here I am, ready to head out on the road. And the studios have all been rebuilt at our originating network, Radio America. And so we'll...
Rebuild is an interesting term for that.
Yes, it is. Grab that wire over there and stick the other one in your mouth and see what happens. Speaking of radio, I have... I wouldn't say this fellow is a friend of mine. He's an acquaintance of mine. Most of us who do this for a living, and Jennifer will... and you probably have too, Victoria, over the years you've been... doing this, have met many of the people. There are only about 200, even if that now, 200 good jobs in the talk radio business in the entire country, given local radio and national radio. I say good jobs, and that's that's up for definition. One of the best at this has been and is a fellow named Jonathan Brandmeier, who has been in Chicago for his entire career, but he's done a couple of different shots at national broadcasting. He's got a local, he's kind of like Mancow, who's a Chicago guy, too. And I told
him. Yeah, he's big in Chicago.
Yeah.
He was in L.A. for a little while, but for some reason it didn't translate so well.
No,
so that
his,
sort of
his shtick doesn't translate well. It's done okay. Are you talking about Mancow or are you talking about Brandmeier?
Brandmeier.
Yeah. Well, both. I think you can say the same thing for both of them. In fact, they are very good broadcasters, but they have a shtick that works. There have been people in Boston. I remember Jerry Williams is a good example. It worked in Boston. That's it. He went to Chicago. He was in Philadelphia. Didn't work. It worked in Boston. And so you can, and probably the same thing would be true for the gamblings in New York. You can say that for all of you who are close to big cities. You know that maybe you grew up with a character like J.P. McCarthy in Detroit, another one that I can think of. There are...
It's kind of uniquely regional for whatever reason.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It works there, but it doesn't work elsewhere. So not you do a local show, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to translate well for the masses across the country. Anyway, So, Brand Meyer.
Not like the DJV show.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, I think that that's really true. We all have a different story. You do a local show in L.A. I did a local show in L.A. I've done local shows in a half a dozen markets around the country where I also was doing this program. I don't think, Victoria, you've done pretty much all the scope that you've had has been with Sirius and more national, has it not, than local?
Yeah, national for talk and for news, Chicago and New York.
Yeah, okay. So,
FM, yeah, only on the FM dial.
You're the FM news lady. I think some people would say the FM
news. Well, no, I didn't do news for FM news, but yeah, I did lifestyle and stuff like that.
Yeah, all right. So then this business, though, the application of what Brand Meyer said yesterday, this is the time of year when lots of shows go away. And it just happens. There's a CBS show that was on at night that's gone away. Herman Cain's show is going away, except for four stations that belong to the company that he works for. Brand Meyer is going away. I think there were a couple other examples that are not on the top of my mind at the moment. But it just is the time of year when these things happen.
January are they all 1st. Political?
Brand Meyer is not a political show. The rest of them are. And that's
just curious. About
that's, well, no, that's where I was going. Thank you. You were bringing me into the pew. We're all in the same church. But I'm going to say this because I think it's true. I agreed with what he said yesterday when he was interviewed by somebody who's a media observer, asking him what his feelings were, because he's had limited success at this because he doesn't take a political approach. It just is a reality. This program doesn't take a political approach, even though the hosts of the program all have very strong opinions. Mine is, I don't like either party. Victoria has one point of view. Jennifer has another point of view. Jennifer can express her political point of view on a morning show that she does after this one in Los Angeles, so it's okay. But there are two reasons for me going down this street. Brand Meyer vented yesterday on the creative direction from the company that was distributing his program, Westwood One, which is a company that's owned by one of the two giants. Cumulus owns it, and they have expressed their desire to stay in politics for all their talk radio programs. That's why they don't want him, because he's not political. And when you look around at the landscape, I was more effective or involved with this program before you ladies were around with some of those stations than I have been lately, because we're not doing politics. But Brand Meyer summed it up in a wonderful way. He said, and this is why I say this lovingly to all the stations, because I know there are at least of the 248 or so confirmed affiliates that we have. And we just found 40 affiliates for one of my programs yesterday we didn't know we had. So I don't know that that number is any good one
exciting.
Way or another. Yeah. So anyway, the idea that you make every show sound exactly the same, Brand Meyer described it as there's an angry white guy, then there's another angry white guy, and then there's a third angry white guy, and before you know it, the whole station are angry white guys. And to a point, I think that if you have a desire to listen to that, you should have it. And when I say 184 of the stations that carry this program have Limbaugh and the other Hannity and those guys that are from that ilk, that's something that there is an audience for, and it's a good audience. But I think that isn't necessarily where the future may be. And so we're trying to blend these things. But I also, Jennifer, I wanted you to, because you're not an angry white woman, and yet you have the point of view that they're describing here. So when somebody says right-wing political radio are all angry white guys, what do you say? What's your response?
I think it's offensive. I mean, or maybe it speaks to a problem with the radio industry as a whole. But, I mean, I know, you know, where I work, that's not necessarily always the case. I think there's a little more diversity than that.
There is, because it's intelligent. Those people that are on that network and that station are, and I would say this because they threw me off.
You're like, they aren't that smart then, but now they're pretty smart.
But they have, I mean, I have no reason to be positive or negative about him. I have more reason to be negative about him, and you know the story, than I do to be positive. But I happen to appreciate Michael Medved. Dennis Prager is one of my favorites, always has been. Larry Elder. Those are the main voices of the Salem group, and they are the most intelligent, I think, of all of the political right-wing hosts.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I cover politics, I try to be what we're calling intellectually honest these days,
That's very good.
You know, which is fair, even though obviously we all have people that we're rooting for. You have to be kind of fair in your coverage, and you have to be honest and vulnerable, and sometimes what you think is not going to be popular. And, you know, I think that's one of the greatest gifts. So I hope that I'm kind of the future of what this media might look like. I mean, that's my desire.
Yeah.
Because I think the more women that we get involved in the talk radio business, Victoria Carey included. I mean, this is all important. We all have perspectives, and we can all talk about issues without getting crazy at each other.
Right. But the other side of it is that there's a need for all kinds of things, including not opinion-based political talk radio. So when we talk about things that are going on, some of our stuff is serious. Some of it is just plain silly. And I have said this many times, for the record and off the record, if I had the opportunity, and I've said this for my entire 52-year career, to screw off all the time on the air, I would. Because that's just...
I would too, because that's where it gets fun.
Right, but you can't. You can't. So that's why you have what we have here. It's an experience called DJV, and it's 18 past the hour.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS Pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Strong candidate for being one of the best and most listened to Christmas tunes. And in fact, it's number five on this year's list of Billboard of all of the available songs for airplay. And by the way, there are about 1,400 songs, different titles, that have been recorded on average by at least 10 people, some of them dozens of people. I mean, like, Do You Hear What I Hear, White Christmas, all that stuff. They've been recorded by more people than you can count. So there are tens of thousands of Christmas songs in variation, and the fact this is number five is quite an accomplishment. Jose Feliciano came, this was his first tour, so I think this is one that stands out for him more than anything else. But he's had some successes, but he's still alive. I think he's in his, you guys can look it up, but I believe he's 80 something at this point.
Wow.
Anyway.
Is this the only American-Spanish hybrid holiday song that's ever been popular? Because I can't think of another.
I can't either. I would say the answer is yes, unless we're correct.
At least mainstream, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Mainstream. Yeah, good point, Jen. All right, so that takes care of our Christmas tunes. We get into a few musical matters here, 25 past the hour. The most popular music videos on YouTube, the folks at YouTube have released their music video list for this year based on comments, shares, likes, that sort of thing. Leading the list is Fifth Harmony smash hit Work From Home. And let's see here. Shall we just go through this list? Why not? Right?
Yeah,
you can identify with all of these.
How many views does Fifth Harmony have?
Say again, how many what?
How many views does the video for Fifth Harmony have?
1.2 billion.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew it was a big number. I forgot what it was, but yeah.
A lot.
That's incredible.
Of hits. Next on the list, Calvin Harris's This Is What You Came For.
This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time.
Also surpassing 1 billion views.
I wonder if this video, because if anyone's seen the video, it's not actually that interesting, but we
right.
had the whole drama with Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris over the summer. I wonder if it has more because of that.
Could be, yep.
Nicki Jam is number 3 on this list of the most popular videos on YouTube.
I prefer Strawberry.
Who's your what?
I prefer Strawberry Jam.
Oh, Hasta el Amanquiao. How do you pronounce that? Hasta, it's goodbye to something.
I think you're good with just goodbye. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, this song, and let's see, the Chainsmokers are in number 4 with Don't Let Me Down. Chainsmokers and Halsey, number 5 with Closer. And let's see here. These are all hundreds of millions of views.
That's amazing to me. Like, either people just keep watching them all day long on a loop, or...
Yeah, who's got time to watch this?
I know. That's incredible.
Rihanna and Drake, number 6 with Work. And, let's see. Most views in the first 24 hours, 11.9 million for this one. And then Coldplay, and it was... Beyonce's in this, too, I think.
She is,
the weekend, yeah.
This is a very cool video. They shot this in India. It's visually gorgeous. It looks like a kaleidoscope.
621 million views. So, that's how that shaped up. Also, you want something weird to contemplate. Mariah Carey is going to tour next summer with Lionel Richie.
Wow. I'm sorry, but that's just such a bizarre lineup. I like it, actually.
Well, they're going to sing. It's just nothing but the hits.
Yeah.
The two of them will sing all of their hits. They don't have any hits together. They're just going to... Lionel Richie will open, and Mariah will do her hits after she has some
No, actually,
stamina.
Mariah's opening for Lionel. That's what's...
Is that really?
Stranger. By the way.
Yeah. Really?
And I agree with Jennifer. It should be that way. Yeah. Mariah is his opening act. Yeah. I was going to say something else, but I won't.
Yeah.
Nice. Be nice. Be nice. All right, so that's that story. All kinds of musical stories here. 28 after the hour.
You're a criminal, too, so be careful about your judgments. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A criminal is, by definition, one who breaks the law. And even though they're not all enforced, there are many laws in different areas of the United States that are still technically on the books today. Like needing to wear suitable clothing while bathing, or needing to stop every mile while driving at night to send up a rocket signal and then wait 10 minutes for the road to be clear of livestock. And even beyond the obscure laws, ask yourself how many times you've broken still legitimate laws, from speeding to drinking and driving to taking anything that did not belong to you. Look, the point is this. While it's wonderful for you to have the freedom to judge others for what they do, you might better spend those moments being aware of what you're doing. To judge others is to reveal ourselves. Listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis, to hear more interesting takes on life.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. daughters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
No, who's taking you home, and loving you so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no. Who's taking you home, and loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know.
34 after the hour. I should have you listening to the DJV Experience, all our different points of view on things. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. We're happy to have her at the control, whatever. You don't have any... This is all by wire now, right? I keep teasing about the new studio there. You're supposed to just think about what to do next, and it'll happen. You don't have to push any buttons anymore.
Yeah,
no wires.
Yeah, it's magic. Mm-hmm.
It's, it's like the Airbus fly-by-wire. No, what is it? Fly-by... I guess it is. You fly by... the controls, this is scary. The controls of most of the new jets are not anything that you could see. Like, they used to be mechanical, hydraulics, cables, that kind of stuff. No more. All of the, when you hit something in the cockpit of a new plane, it sends a message. It triggers an electrical impulse to make the rudder change or to do something that controls the way the plane flies. It's not, there's no more cables, there's no more, you know, the hydraulics have to work the flaps and stuff, but you don't have, there's no more direct connection other than the electrical.
Yeah, just give me some fake buttons in front of me that I can, you know, press and pretend like I'm still doing
like
something.
Like it's a walk light. That she thinks she's doing something. She's waiting for the light to change.
You're a human experiment right now, Kara.
That's it. Da-da-ding. Good news from The Rock and Jimmy Fallon is more of the kind of thing that I like talking about all year long, but it seems more relevant, it seems warmer, it seems neater at this time of year. Jimmy Fallon and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I guess that this was actually on Fallon's show on Friday night. You have the audio from it, Kara?
Yeah, I can
this
play is, a
here's,
bit.
What, here's what happened. The Rock said, I would, quote, love to give back to a military family that's actually here, when he was on The Tonight Show. And then he made his way toward producer Karina, is it Cavallon, I think? Jimmy was at his side. He's talking about this person and her husband, who is a master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force. So let's take the audio from there.
I think that, you know, if we ever have the opportunity to give back to our troops, I think we all should, because, you know, we live and enjoy the life we have, right, because of them. So I would love to give back to a military family that's actually here in the audience. This person does not know, and I'm going to want to walk over here in the audience. And let's see, right in here. Where's Karina?
Right in there. What is happening right now?
Hi. So you're Karina?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Karina, and I hear you're a producer of the show, and you're an Army vet.
Yeah.
Right. My name is Dwayne Johnson. How you doing?
Hi.
It's so good to meet you. And I heard that you met your husband when you were both deployed in Iraq.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. And your husband's name is Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is he's a master sergeant.
Yeah.
In the U.S. Air Force.
He is.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. And you guys have been living apart for the past year and a half because he's 5,000 miles away. So, Karina, what Jimmy and I wanted to do for you, we just want to thank you and your husband for your service and your sacrifice. And I personally heard you are the most amazing person. And we wanted to bring your husband home for you in the holidays. Turn around and hug your husband.
How sweet is that?
I love that.
She's like, pony up some cash, Rock. I don't really care about you.
How sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rough, though. 18 months they've been apart. That's,
Wow.
I bet, and the fact they pulled it off.
Yeah. So Jimmy really tweeted that, exactly. Something. He's like, I can't believe we pulled it off. Jimmy was crying. Yeah. I mean, it was a big moment. Yeah.
I get a tear in my eye. And you could tell the way... excuse me, I'm getting choked up. The way that The Rock went about explaining, you could tell he was choked up as well. See, these are the kinds of things, the goodness, you can, some of you think what you want about the military-industrial complex or the things that soldiers are asked to do. That has nothing to do with the fact that these people give... they're paid, they are paid, but they have to give up a lot, including if you're like this, or you're married, you decide, you make the decision, okay, we want to be together, but yet we can't be because I'm stationed here and you're stationed there, and that can be kind of crappy.
Yeah, so, and not only, I think what we don't think about is that distance is so difficult, but also then being reunited after 18 months and getting used to being back together again. I mean, that puts tremendous strain.
What I want to know is how they pull the strings to make it happen.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a great behind-the-scenes story. How do these guys, I mean, this guy's got a lot of hooch now because he's probably the number one or two moneymaker, and in terms of visibility, I mean, the guy's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get permission from his... commanding officer and things like that. I always wonder about the nuts and bolts of how that works.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. Yeah. So anyway, the point that is important here is that they brought them together, and it was a good way to get the audience to cry, a good way to get them to laugh, and so cool. And all at the same time, The Rock is plugging his movie.
But you know what? When they do something good, who cares if it's got, you know, well, at least they're doing something good.
Okay, so we balance the good with the bad. Here's the story of another veteran, Joe Sheehan is his name, in the fight of his life to save his family's mine and farm or ranch from being swallowed up by the feds. The reason the feds want it is because it abuts Area 51, which, of course, we know doesn't exist, right?
Sheehan's like family. Aliens, Area 51?
Yeah, right.
Roswell?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so his family has owned this property for 130 years. The feds have taken the deed through an eminent domain process that paid him $333,000. The lawyer for the family says it's embarrassing because it's about one-third of what it's worth. This guy is a veteran. And anyway, so the lawyer went to federal court. Uncle Sam and the family can't agree. So now it probably is going to go to a jury. I mean, this is a piece of the desert. An old mine, there's a little bit of a ranch around it, but because it is next to the quote-unquote closely guarded secrets of our country, hello, how many times have they said there's no such thing as a UFO? Why do we even have Area 51? Right? Is there, and now...
Yeah, if there's nothing going on there.
Right, exactly. Right. So now they're raising more attention. This is how stupid they are. If they'd have paid the guy what he wanted, which is another $1 million on top of the 333, then there would be nobody asking any questions. But now, because they want to chisel and screw this guy, he's going public with it. And so now everybody says, wait a minute, what's going on here? There were 400 acres of land originally in 1954. There's now 6,000 acres that the government has bought. So what are they doing with it? If there are no UFOs and there's nothing there, why are they buying up 6,000 acres of land?
That is very suspicious.
I would think somebody would... But there's two stories here. One of them, this guy, is his family have owned it for a long time. The government's trying to screw him, and he's a veteran. That's one side. But the other side is, if there's nothing to Area 51, then why originally was it 400 acres, and now it's almost 6,000? Huh? Of course there's nothing to it.
Stop asking all those mind. Questions.
It's your imagination.
You're getting us all in trouble.
This kind of stuff, I'll use this expression with my Jewish friends next week when I'm in Israel. It's called a yensing. Have you ever heard that expression before?
I have, yep.
A yensing. These people are getting a true yensing at the hands of us. We're the government, aren't we? We're supposed to be the government. We pay the bill. So, and it just shows you how stupid these people are. You know, if you can see how stupid the government, the Army Corps of Engineers, which is the same bunch here, the Army and the Air Force Corps of Engineers that run this. So look at what they did in New Orleans. They built the same levee that failed during the hurricane. They built the same thing back again. They aren't smart enough to just move the pipeline in North Dakota 4 miles up the river. Now, they'd rather fight about that and waste a lot of money. And here's another example. It's just, maybe Trump will straighten this kind of stuff out, but it is the height of sheer stupidity. Apparently, the appraisals, by the way, for this place have been somewhere, they've had it appraised for anywhere from $1.5 million to $2.4 million to $5.2 million. They get three different appraisals. And so the government says, we'll be happy to give you $333,000. And they've already done it, by the way. That's why they're in court. They took it by eminent domain, gave them the $334,000. That's it. See you later. It's just, you can hear my blood boiling when it comes to these sorts of things. It's just so unnecessary. You know, and at the end, they're going to lose. The government will lose because they're wrong. And, you know, unless somebody from Washington calls up and says to the judge, either you rule in our favor or we'll put you in Area 51. Yeah. Oh, my God. Isn't this a crazy world?
Do you think Trump knows where the aliens are yet? Like, is he at that point in the transition where they tell him?
I think we should bring back the weekly world news like we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
For this first
They're
story.
Usually at Burger King. Or are those are the ghosts? Yeah, no. I mean...
Okay.
Very that good. Would uncover an alien or Elvis. It's one or the other.
Good news for Southern California. And by that information, perhaps this is good news for the rest of the nation. Coming up here, 45 past the hour with DJB.
Welcome to Staples and happy holidays.
More like panicky holidays, Staples guy. I've got a ton of holiday packages to ship.
Well, Staples UPS Shipping Center is open 7 days a week.
7 days?
And right now you can get 10% off UPS shipping services.
10% off? Staples guy, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. You shouldn't have.
And yet I did.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Ship 7 days a week with 10% off UPS shipping services at Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 12/24/16. See Staples Associate for details.
The same. The oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, indeed. 48, almost past the hour, with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. And you can like us on Facebook, too, facebook.com/DJV Show. So the good news for California, Southern California specifically, Jennifer, according to the government statistic department, actually the quarterly market guidance report, suggests that there will be 334,000 jobs added just in Southern California alone in the next 3 years. Big job growth. And so with that goes the rest of L.A. County and Southern California and the nation. Interestingly enough, L.A. City, which expands like tentacles of Medusa, about 10 million people. L.A. County, last time I remember, was about 14 million. San Diego County is expected to hit close to 4 million by 2020. And so the unemployment rate, which is now 6% in L.A. County, I didn't realize it was that much higher than the rest of the country. Why do you suppose that is?
People don't want to work. I don't know. I don't know why it's that much higher. I mean, it's a good question. I don't know.
Traffic congestion, which is one of the problems that people have. I think, frankly, that one of the problems with the unemployment rate is all the illegals that are there taking the jobs.
Yeah, and the minimum wage is pretty high. I don't know if that restricts
business.
Yeah, that'll
affect it. Yeah, right. Yeah. So let's hope what's going on in California, according to the predictions, though, goes around the rest of the country. 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Half 53 after the hour is it's Tech Talk time. Lots of things to get to today, including a danger or warning sign for those of you or those of us who have had blood work done at Quest Diagnostics. You're not going to be happy with the news there. Instagram is in our Face Plus Apple news, all coming right up here. Tech Talk time.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,502-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you.
55 past the hour now on Tech Talk time. All right, Victoria. At last. My God, I was wondering when this was going to happen.
I know.
Apple, I've laid awake at night worrying about these emojis. And finally, they are here. All right, we all should... Just a second. Let me take off my shoes and socks, and let me bear witness to this by going down.
Put your socks back on. Ew. Okay,
hold on. I'm going to...
Yeah. Oh, there's boy. No smelly feet emoji.
Wait, he's
there should be.
I'm praying to
Save
the story. West to thank
I know, right?
God.
There should be one.
For these emojis. What are you saying?
I'm well, so excited right. about the fingers crossed this time. Finally.
Isn't that amazing that they finally did that? We have every weird hand gesture known to man except for fingers crossed. And so you still have to type
right.
in
middle
fingers
finger
crossed.
Is there? Is there a middle finger in the emoji?
Yes.
Is there
and
really?
There's praying hands, there's, you know, high five, there's everything that you can imagine, except, there's even the, what's the thing that the Star Trek people do with the fingers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They
live
long
and
prosper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they've never had the fingers crossed gesture. Yeah. So that's finally there in the new emojis. You
Bravo.
Can actually, this is available now. We've been talking about this since, well, for years, for people have been waiting for bacon. So now they have bacon, and avocados are having a moment with brunch, so avocados are here. So now you can actually update this. This is part of the iOS 10.2 update, which is available now. So the existing emojis have also gotten a little bit of an upgrade. So you'll notice subtle differences that make them less cartoonish and a little more realistic looking. And I think they're actually taking a page out of Kimojis, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
So I think they've copied some of Kim Kardashian's emojis because the quality of those are really incredible.
All right, next item of interest, something to be worried about again, thanks to technology. Apparently a bunch of thousands and thousands of Quest customers have had their accounts hacked. How so?
Well, they're still trying to find the breach. They don't know.
How do you know that there's a breach? How do you know that somebody is hacked in circumstances like that?
You know, that's a really good question. Sometimes that's why they go, well, it depends.
It
I mean, if you don't have fail-safes in place, yeah. then you won't know until, you know, a customer finds out and calls up and says, hey, you know, someone has my phone number and, you know, and even then it's impossible to trace things back. Mm-hmm. I mean, someone opened Verizon, cell phone accounts under my name and I have no idea how they got my
really?
Information. Yeah.
Wow.
A couple months ago. So I
You don't mind though, do you?
Well, luckily Verizon, yeah, I know. I called up and I was like, sorry, I don't have Verizon. So, and then you have to file a police report and no one does. I didn't. So, you know, they can't track it. They can't track it anyway. So now
All
Quest
right.
Diagnostics they put out a helpline. If you have been a customer of Quest, it right. might be worth calling them.
Gave your blood, now you give your money.
Yep.
Okay. Instagram is finally Instagram Live. How long
yes.
have you been waiting for this?
Well, Instagram is owned by Facebook, so it's not really surprising that they now have a live broadcast feature.
Mm-hmm.
The only major difference, and it is a very cool feature. A lot of people are using it. When you look in your Instagram feed, up at the very top, you have all the Instagram stories, and that's where you'll see all of your friends who are live. The only thing is, the minute you stop recording, it disappears.
Really? Huh. So, but that's the way it's supposed to be, right? Learn something
it's
every
different
day.
From Facebook. Yeah.
59.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.